We are holding in Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Zayin. Birkas Avas Olam Poteres Birkas HaTorah Im Lomod Miyad B'li Hefzik. So one who says Birkas on Kriyashma of Avas Olam, or Avarabba, we'll see, that would exempt the person from the requirement to recite Birkas HaTorah if they learn immediately afterwards. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Avas Olam and Nokod Avas Olam, the reason that the Mechaber says Avas Olam, with Vima Shapasak Lakam, is going to be explained later on in Simon Samach, Sif Aleph, tongue twister, Avala Ramah, Sham, Omim Avarabba, but the Ashkenazim, we say Avarabba Vishachris, Uposhid, Dehu Hadim, Birchas Avas Olam, the Arvis. This would apply also for the Birchas Kriyashma at nighttime, Gam Kain Shepoteris, that this would also exempt. So in the Dirshu 16, he brings an interesting question: what about a bar mitzvah boy? So in the morning when he said Birchas HaTorah, so he was a katan, but now at nighttime he's a bar mitzvah. So he says like this in 16, Nasa bar mitzvah kosev shut eretz tzvi v'chein hora agam shlom zaman orbach shiyechave mitzefilas arvis b'birchas avas olam lotzeis yidei chovas Birchas HaTorah. So he should have in mind when he is now a gadol, his first mitzvah presumably is kriyashma. So therefore, you should have in mind that should cover him now. But he has to have in mind when he made the bracha that he wants to potter himself with this. Ach lo dai bekach shahaya lo came bechait daito lifnei tefilo. He says, okay, by the way, when I daven in an hour from now, then I'm going to have in mind that would not work. Okay. Continuing back now in the Mishnah Berurah, the zil baster time again, the difference between Avarabba and Avas Olam. The nafkamina le'inyan im over v'yoshein shnas keva al mitosa koidim. So the nafkamina would be if a person would, what happens, take a nap, a real half-hour nap, beforehand. L'dasa mechaber l'kamasif yud aleph d'shnas keva havehefseik. Okay, we have to get to that, but that if that would be a real interruption of the bracha, so now he's required to make a new Birchas HaTorah. And we'll see again anticipation of the minhag that we don't make the Birchas HaTorah, even though there might be a very strong reason to yes, we're mekil, we don't. He should have in mind when saying Avazolam liftor that he should exempt himself from this because at least it is a suffix of machlokis in the Rishonim, as we'll learn. But that way at least could satisfy the majority of opinions which do actually require him to make a new Birchas HaTorah. We'll explain there. Okay, in Yud Dalad Poteres, Sheyesh Bo Me'ein Birchas HaTorah. The reason why, it's a strange thing when you first think about it, why should my bracha on Kriyashma put myself on my mitzvah I have to say for Birchas HaTorah? So the Mishnah Berurah explains this because there is Me'ein, there's similarities between the two. What are we saying it? V'seimili Be'inu, put in our heart, Lilmod Lalame, to learn, to teach, Lishmor V'lasos, to guard, to do, L'kayim, to fulfill, L'chora, D'mistam, Mishmashma, Filu, Lo Kivim, Be'isa Bracha, Liftor, B'zeh. Even if you didn't have in mind to pot to yourself, that would be okay. I'm a bir halacha. Im lamad in tesvav. The birkas avarabba came in the niskan ha'ikr l'kriyashma. Really, it was set up for kriyashma, not for that. Lo mischazi l'shem birkas ha'torah el b'shona miyad. The way you demonstrate that you want this to count as your birkas ha'torah is by learning immediately afterwards. The cost of halavush sha'af im hispalel, even if you daven v'siyem ha'tefil, you finish daven, your shir shel yom, you're done. Eino nikra b'zehefsek, that's not a problem. Kevin sha'achakach lamad miyad. So right after you're done davening, then you sit down and you learn a little bit. It could be even one pasuk, that would be enough. Tazayin miyad, I feel the ma'at l'shem mitzvah sliman. A little bit, but you're showing I'm doing this now, but as within the framework of Talmud Torah. Az shuv lo yitztarich levarich kol oisa hayom. I feel the hifsik va'amad v'chazar lilmo limudo. Even if you stopped, you had breakfast, you come back to learning. Aderech she is bayar l'kamei birkas haTorah. As we explained, that we're always thinking learning. It's not considered to be a hefsik at all. Okay, continuing now in Sif Ches, which is really a continuation of the previous din. V'yesh lehis topic. We should be, there's what to have a doubt. Isagi b'kore kriyas shema samach lo miyad li hefsek. L'chein yesh li zahar l'varech birchas haTorah kodem avas olam. So, even though this does work, it's better, obviously, to have recited Birchas HaTorah in the morning before one says Ahavas Olam. In Sif Katan Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, Yesh Lehistapek, D'yesh Lomar, D'kriya Shema Havei Rak K'divrei Tefila. That's davening, that's not learning. Kevin She'ena Oymei Zeh L'Shem Limud. Ta'ayim Bir HaGrov, She'ochiach K'Peshitus, De'ein Kriya Shema Moyel Zeh. The Gro writes very strongly that this does not help at all. Achakach matzasi gam kain b'sefer eli rabba shehevi kain miharbe poiskim pasa kain lehalachas. It brings many achorim that do not hold that the Shema works at all. V'nir di imkar kriyishma la'achir zman kriyishma tehavi kikori b'torah. So the Gemara tells in brachas that if one would recite the kriyishma after sof zman kriyishma, so you don't lose out because you at least get the mitzvah of reciting psukim. So in this case, let's say you are now reciting Shema after the correct time. In that case, you would not have to go back and learn because your din, it's not working b'din tefillah anymore. Then it's only working b'din Talmud Torah, so then that would, in fact, exempt you. You would not have to go and learn again afterwards. In Sif Katan Yud Ches, Yesh Lizar, one should be careful, the Shema Yishkach Lilmod Tekef La'achir HaTefillah. You might forget, that's not your normal habit, to sit down and learn some Nach, to learn Mishnayos, to learn something right after davening. So you forget, oh, whoops, I didn't make Birchas HaTorah today, and I had in mind, I potted myself my Ahavas Olam. So then, well, now I didn't do it. I didn't learn. So then one should be careful and go ahead, L'chatchila, obviously, to say Birchas HaTorah before davening. Now, continuing now in Tess. Yesh amrim, she'im hifsik bein birchas haTorah lelimudo ein b'kach klum. So there's one yesh amrim, says the Mechaber, that if you have an interruption before by birchas haTorah and then before you actually start learning, that's not a problem. Now interesting, it's v'hanachum. But however, the correct thing shlo hisvak bein, you shouldn't make a hefsik between them. V'chein nog, that's why the minig is lomar parshas birchas kohanim somach lebirchas haTorah. That's why we say birchas kohanim right afterwards. Okay, but he doesn't say it's wrong. He just says that you don't have to. He just says, nachon. Okay, let's look inside in Sifkat and Yutes. She'im hifsik, if you would have a hefsik and shav tam, the reason is the davka ba'av rabba, delo havi ikar bircha, bracha le bircha satora. That's really not set up for Birchas HaTorah. Az ein epoita ela im kein laman miyad b'li hefsek. That's the only time you have to learn directly right afterwards, because you weren't making the bracha the original way. You know, you're making using different bracha as your avenue to potter yourself. Aval Birchas HaTorah poteres kol hayom. Afilu lo lamad achet tefila shachris ad chatzi hayom. Even if you wouldn't learn until 12 o'clock in the afternoon, that would still count. It's not comparable to other types of things where you cannot make a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. Kimoshakosov Simon Reshvav, the shiny hoch, it's different here to mitzvah. Lahagos Yomam Yom Valaila. You have to be thinking and learning all the time, day and night. We're never diverted our attention from this. However, even the Mechaber says it's nachon, it's correct. Many that achronim are arguing against this. The maskim ledasa yeshomrim hazeh. They hold like the yeshomrim. The lo kosav Mechaber rak hanachon. He only writes it's correct, it's proper. The sfir lehu the din birchas haTorah kamo b'chol birchas haMitzvos. It's like any other bracha you make before doing a mitzvah. Onehenin, or before you get any hanot. It's tzarich lachzul levarich im hifsik tekef acher habracha. You have to. You cannot have a hefsek. You have to make a new bracha. Af im yodea beberu shelo hischil daitu. The kevan del shelo hischil adayin behamitzvah ein lo acher kach kol amalachol. There's nothing to that it can be chal on because you didn't have a heftz of limud Torah. V'chein hiskim pri chadash v'agroa v'chein hetik achay adam lehalacha. This is, he quotes all these opinions that agree with this. V'mikom malkam nearly. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, dekevan sheish poskim desovrim de'ein sarich lachzul levarich. There are some you could rely upon. You don't have to now go and make another bracha. Yoter tov im eirulo hivsik acher birchas haTorah. If something happened, someone called you or whatever it is, you stopped, you had a break. In that case, that's when you can use this Ahava Rabba, let's say Spazeh Yidei Birchas HaTorah. That will exempt you. V'yilmad ma'at, sheish, I'm going to skip line. V'yilmad la'at, tekef, acher, shesim, ha'tefilosa. And you'll learn a little bit after Davin, like we just explained in the previous Sif, Ayim Bir Halacha. Sif Katin, Chaf, Fechein Nohagu, that this is the minhag to say Birkas Kohanim, Hatam, the Shlosha Pesukim, the reason why we pick these three Pesukim, Shirotz Lesadik, Yederech, Kori B'Torah. We want to make it look, to arrange them in a way like you're reading in the Torah. V'nakto Elu, these are specifically chosen, Mishum, Shiesh Behem Bracha. You know, this is the Bracha on a Bracha. You make Birkas Kohanim to get a Bracha. Okay. Umot Eloim Rafilu Kodim L'Orboki. You say it even before Alos HaShachar. Deloki Yesh Machmirim L'Osar Az Loimer Elu HaPesukim Mitam She'ein Nesiyas Kapayim B'Layla. Right? They're all because you can't. We don't do Birkas Kohanim at night times, therefore you can't say the Pesukim. That's not a problem. The Ze'ein, that's not a problem. Mitam Limud Anu Oimrim Oso V'lo Mitam Nesiyas Kapayim. We're not saying this as a formal reenactment or fulfillment of Birkas Kohanim. We're doing this as a Limud HaTorah. And now in Chaf Aleph Birkas Kohanim, V'nogu loymer gamkein eilu dvarm she'ein lehem shiur. We also add on the brisa shehi mishnah. L'meimra the eilu dvarm she'adam kedei l'kayim amikra mishnah u'gemara. To fulfill all three. The Gemara says you're supposed to divide up your learning into thirds. So the Gemara says, well, 1 second. How do you know, it assumes that your whole lifetime. So the first third of your life, you're supposed to learn Mikra. The next third of your life, you're supposed to learn Mishnah. And the last third of your life, you're supposed to learn Gemara. So how do you know how long you're going to live? Says, you're right. Really, you should divide up your day. A third of your day should be Mikra. A third of your day should be Mishnah. A third of your day should be Gemara. The Rebbeinu Tam over there points out that really Gemara satisfies because it's got a little of everything in it. But it's interesting. If you look in the Siddur HaGra, he does not bring this. The Siddur HaGra, it's fascinating. He goes directly from Birchas HaTorah to Korban Tomid. That he has a different understanding of this, and therefore goes directly into Korban Tomid, skips all of the Birchas Kohanim. Okay, Sif Yud, Im Hifsik Mi Lil Mod, Finis Asik Ba'asokov. So you took a break from learning and you started doing your business. Kaven shedaito lachzor l'umod lo havei hefsek. Since your intention is to go back to the learning, that's not considered a hefsek. V'hu hadin l'sheina, the same thing if you're sleeping. Berchatz, to take a bath, beis hakisa, use the restroom. Lo havei hefsek. It's not considered to be a hefsek. Mishnah Baruch speaks out in Sifkat and Chaf Beis. Kaven shedaito, since that's your intention. Mashma demi she'ein dark l'umod. You normally don't. Now you change your mind. You're going to learn. So now I would say, well, tzarich lachzor l'vorach. Now you'd have to make a bracha. V'chein kosav mogin avram. V'ataz kosav l'hefech. The Taz says the exact opposite. You don't have to make a bracha. Why? Dimi delo kosav ashulchan orach im daito lachzor. If your intention is to go back, so that's mashm. The sevir le he holds the mistama amrin and the havi daite im yizdamin sheyuchel l'ilmod. Afilu b'shash she'ein ragil l'ilmod she'ilmod. Right? Meaning if the opportunity presents itself to learn, I'm going to do that. Yesh lehakel b'safik brachos, one could be mekel, the rule is sabal, safik brachos lehakel. Okay. I'll just read the parentheses. Eli rabba v'gam apri megadim heiniach b'tzarech iyon v'gam hadas b'biru af. Shehu meforish v'shiruchon orach v'am shema ki hamagin avra mikol malkan ledina hi hiyaskim b'sof sif ches ki ataz v'hu ki pirish harishon shebarosh desvira lei tafil b'mi she'enu rogi lilmod ein tzarech lachzu levarich. Okay. Sif katin chav gimel l'sheina. What about sleeping? So roitza lomer shnas arai. This only is talking about a temporary, a little doze, a little shluff, right? Dehainu shemis namneim. That you're dozing off b'miyushav al atzile yodav v'afilu b'layla. So a little bit of a rest. There's a big discussion in the Dirshu in 25 about what are the parameters of this din. Chaf Dalid, Umerchatu Beis Hakise. If you're going into the bathhouse, you're going into the restroom, because by tefillin it is a hefsek, right? Here by Birchas HaTorah we say it's not. Lefi shegam sham ein mesiach daito. You didn't even stop thinking there. Adayin mi lilmod achakach. You're still planning to go back to your learning. You know, they say from Reb Chaim Oizer, they used to, when he would emerge out of the bathroom, there were like beads of sweat. You could tell it was very intense concentration. He had to davka focus not to be thinking and learning while he was in the bathroom. Interesting. Ve'od back inside, shigam sham tzarech lizahir b'dinehem. You still have to halachos apply in the bathroom. That's some of the opening halachos that we learned. K'mo b'gili tefach, tefachayim, b'beis hakiseh. How much of your body you're allowed to uncover at one time. You can't say Shalom Aleichem, Hashem's name, in a real bathhouse. You haven't stopped thinking and learning. Even in the business world, you know, when you're thinking about how to be honest with your customers and stuff like that, that's all within the framework of Torah. Okay, we'll stop here for today.